Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes and of your family, being able to take care of theirs so that they and you can live at the highest quality of life till very near the end. It's a show that helps you stay well, which is the call letters and the trademark or the mission of Radio MD, to help you stay well. The stories this week, they're so plentiful, I almost don't know where to start, but I'm going to start this hour with the FDA and aging. The problem is that the FDA is organized around known diseases that were known in 1972 when the organization went into its current structure, which was a advisory committees and sections relating to specific diseases. So there's one for gastrointestinal diseases, there's one for neurologic diseases, there's one that happened to be set up for radiologic and anesthetics because they help with treating those, there's ones for cardiovascular disease, etc. But there's none, obviously, for aging. And there's no rules on what the guidelines are for proving something. How much does it have to slow aging? By a week? By a month? By a year? By 10 years? There's no guideline on that. And so there's never been a drug approved to slow aging, which a lot of us would like to slow. We don't want to get old, if you will, and fragile. And we know of a whole bunch of things, avoiding toxins, like avoiding tobacco and other toxins in our life, like lead from the Flint, Michigan problem in the water, avoiding, if you will, managing stress so that you take stress, that fight, flight, and freeze response, and turn it into something that is very productive, because stress is good. We'd be all, if we didn't have any stress in our life, we'd all be dead. So we have to have stress, and we have to use it to get higher quality of life. Managing our food and nutrition and choices, and managing, if you will, to do the four components of physical activity that make us younger. Those are what we call the big four aging, and of course also getting our immunizations up to date so we avoid those infectious diseases, what that would be called the big five. And we have one other, which is that goes along with all of that, which of course is not taking in too much toxins in the form of alcohol or other substances that are good for us in small quantities but might be harmful to us in larger. Well, in fact, the FDA has finally approved for human trials of a drug for anti-aging properties. That drug is metformin. It's a diabetes drug that extends lifespan in about 10 species, the rodent species that it's been tried in, as well as some other species. It lengthens life by the equivalent of about 10 human years. But there's no, although the FDA said it will allow trials, there's no guarantee that the FDA will approve a drug for as an anti-aging drug, because the agency has never allowed such a drug on the market, because aging hasn't been designated as a condition needing treatment. So people disagree over whether the FDA should consider it. I strongly believe that the FDA should consider such a drug. And that's our key point segment for this hour, what we call our, if you will, the well beyond wellness, or, if you will, the wellness foreplay. Our real wellness foreplay was in the last segment of the day. We talked about teens' brains are more susceptible to addiction. They light up more. They're more changed by addiction-like drugs. And wellness foreplay, my take on concussion in sports, that is, you should If you're going to allow your kids to play soccer or lacrosse, I don't think they should play football, but even if you do allow them, you should get one of the apps that goes on your iPad or iPhone that you can monitor how they're doing intellectually, do the test before they ever start to play, and then periodically after each game, maybe after each couple practices, to make sure that they're functioning at their highest level. If they start to slip, that's a guideline for you getting the child out of that sport, at least until they recover totally. Loneliness increases heart disease risk. Another story. Feeling lonely can vastly elevate your risk of heart disease, stroke, cancer, if you will. Lack of a network of friends or family is dangerous, and probably more dangerous because that's how you manage stress, is having friends. But it is as dangerous to your health as lack of physical activity or diabetes. Scientists from the University of North Carolina examined the association between relationships and healthiness across each life stage. They determined that weak relationships in younger years can increase your risk of inflammation at the same rate as lack of exercise. Furthermore, hypertension in old age is more likely to occur as a result of loneliness than clinical risk factors, including diabetes. And one of the ways you can prevent loneliness is get a dog. That's right, a dog will help you reduce your blood pressure and reduce loneliness. U.S. prescription drug, you don't need anything to get friends. Just join clubs or go and volunteer in something and you'll find people who are like you. The rising drug prescriptions spending rose 12.2% last year, about five times faster than the, actually it was about 10 times faster than the consumer price index. So it rose 12.2%. And out-of-pocket prescription drug costs also rose substantially. The rise in drug prices has led some middle-class patients to either forego treatments, deplete savings, or take on new debt. The rising prescription are a top-tier political issue in 2016. We hope they stay that way so that we can stop a lot of this is ridiculousness. I often cite the example, there are 11 drugs that cost the Cleveland Clinic a total of about $100,000 in 2008. Those same 11 drugs that are now off patent, they aren't patent protected at all, are now costing close to $40 million. One in particular, two drugs for anesthesia that are given to almost every anesthetic used, cost less than a nickel a piece. And they were both generic, made by two companies, competed the companies. They cost less than a nickel a piece, common precursors. These aren't rare or anything else. But the drug companies sold each other the manufacturing facilities for those that had been approved by the FDA. FDA not only approves the drugs, but looks at the manufacturing facilities to make sure they're in good shape and good quality. And what happened? Well, they now cost $100 a piece. So those 166,000 doses of each are now close to $28 million for just drugs that cost less than $200,000 in 2008. Something I consider absolutely criminal, or at least as close to criminal without being a forbade by laws. But it is something that raises the price for all of us for medical care, since these are routinely used at the end of surgery, and one out of seven of us will have surgery of some type this year. So I consider this a very hot political topic. When we come back, Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? My favorite segment of the show, because Gary teaches me so much. Hopefully he'll be here. If not, I'm going to talk about some of these subjects. The first of the subjects is childhood obesity is about more than just diet and exercise. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen and my guest, Gary Ginsberg. We'll be right back.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why? because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Royson, MD.
Thank you for listening to You, the Owner Manual, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Gary Ginsberg won't be joining us till the bottom of the hour, so we've got time to discuss a number of the other great stories in the news. Are wraps healthier than... This is a very interesting one to me. Are wraps healthier than sandwiches? I always choose wraps when I have a case. And the problem is that wraps oftentimes are more processed and higher in calories than two slices of fresh baked bread. This makes wraps an insane choice of things to eat, because everyone knows that, in fact, fresh bread takes much better, and wraps taste a little bit like wet cardboard. At least that's how I feel. So the same thing applies to whatever sandwiches you might make at home, whether bread or wraps purchased at your local carbohydrate emporium, otherwise known as a store. What do I mean by that? The first ingredient you want to see, whether it is in bread or in a wrap, is 100% whole wheat grain or whole wheat flour or whole rye flour. That ensures you're eating the whole grain product, and it means, and you want to not be 51%, you want to be 100%. The other ingredient to look for so you can avoid it is hydrogenated oils. Hydrogenated oils are really trans fat and aren't good for you. Now, they're often found in wraps. Take, for example, the original 10-inch wrap from Mission, which is arguably the most ubiquitous wrap company, if you will, with products sold everywhere from big box grocery stores to corner bodegas. The Mission whole original 10-inch wrap says it contains 0 grams of trans fat, but the ingredient list has hydrogenated soybean oil, which is to be avoided totally. It also has 580 milligrams of sodium, while 2 slices of whole wheat bread has only a fraction of that, usually 200 to 300 grams of sodium, milligrams of sodium. So, if you will, you've got to tip your cap to the Mission copywriters. I have a package here in front of me, and it says on the product, "Wraps let you expand your sandwich offerings," they proclaim, "enabling you to create innovative on-the-go masterpieces." Well, you can create innovative on-the-go masterpieces with a wrap made of kale. Just strip the stalk out and then flatten it, and you can wrap your sandwich with kale if you want around it. That's delicious and much healthier. Or just 2 slices of 100% whole wheat bread, even better than that. And that's one of the stories I really liked this week on the stories. Let's talk about grab-and-go snacks. If you look at 1967, when they asked adult Americans how often they snack, only 10% said either every day or almost every day. What's the answer this year? 90% say they eat snacks every day. And studies show a huge number of us are choosing snacks over regular meals 3 or 4 times a week. That's especially true for millennials, who, like many busy grown-ups, love the ease of grab-and-go snack food and are driving the snack at mealtime trend. But how do you do it? And by the way, snacking isn't bad to substitute for mealtime, as long as you grab healthy options. I think you should sit down and eat rather than eating standing up and or on the go. So what's the key thing for grab-and-go snacks? Well, I think there are some special things you should try, and hopefully we're going to find them in here. One of them is apple, fruit, and walnuts, of course, I think are great things to choose in your snacks. I've got the wrong program here, so I'm going to get it, the right one back up to get my cheat sheet, if you will, to get this story. So it is right here on my list. So what are the grab and go? Choose a healthier chip. If you love chips, go for the whole grain baked type. Dip them in hummus or make your own dip by adding a little onion soup mix into chickpeas that you mix, or even plain Greek yogurt. Grab some raw veggies. That's great. Again, I like the dip of, if you will, the hummus dip, or even an avocado dip. Energy bars zap your energy, then refuel you, so I don't like them. If you're going to have them, have a lot more protein in it, and protein derived from nuts, and no, if you will, sugar added. If the sugar is more than 4 grams in a whole bar, throw it out. And make a super smoothie. Try a super smoothie bowl and break out your breakfast rut. Commercial smoothies are made with sugar and syrups. So what I like to do is just skip the store-bought stuff and blend my own, starting with banana or mango, adding veggies, add a lot of green stuff. So I add kale and anything I can find that is green in our lettuce, celery, anything. I add some almonds or walnuts or nut butters and cook it that way. So that's how I like to do a snack. In fact, I like a snack sandwich, which I will often have of avocado, lettuce, and then tomatoes, and on a couple of slices of 100% whole wheat bread, but the main ingredient are the avocados. Sometimes I'll put walnuts in there for added crunch, or even ground up walnuts. It's one of my favorite things to get it. Last but not least, before we go to break and talk to Gary Ginsberg at the other side of the break of what's toxic and what's not, the experts applaud the dietary guidelines that lift the fat cap, but they're also worried about them, because what we want is limiting sugar and simple carbohydrates, but we also want to limit saturated and trans fat. So healthy fats are odd omegas, olive oil, which is omega 9, the fish oils, which are omega 3 DHA, the other omega 3s, which are in avocados and canola oil, flaxseed, chia seeds, a lot of other greens have them in them. And that's a good thing. So you want to have those, but you don't want to have saturated fat and the things that come with it, because they accelerate inflammation in you and accelerate aging. So you don't want to have those things. So keep it so that you have healthy fats if you expand your fat intake. And I still say there's a great data on veggies and fruit decreasing cancer risk and decreasing heart disease risk. We're going to come to that with the tip of the week at the end of this hour. So at the end of this hour, we will have, and we've started that tradition again of having the Real Age tip of the week. And when we do, we're going to talk about veggies and how they actually do prevent cancer and heart disease, and what they do specifically. We're going to, I want to talk about another crazy idea. Should breast milk be nutritionally analyzed? There are three companies that are starting up to analyze your breast milk. Why would you do that? You don't need to do that. As long as you eat a good diet, if you're eating a vegan diet, make sure you get a multivitamin. If you have a little glass of wine, make sure you wait for it to be metabolized. Now, there are strips available, and that may be one of the things you do get. That is, the strips can analyze when your alcohol in your breast milk is low enough so your child can have it. Strips are sold. I'm going to try and find out who sells them, but they are sold and available. Easy, I think they're Upspring LTD. Milk Screen test strips are available. Look for Milk Screen test strips from Upspring LTD of Austin, Texas.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Radio MD.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organisms. So the question is whether or not a seed or plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We'll be right back with Gary Ginsberg, or we'll start with Gary Ginsberg as soon as he calls in. He'll be calling in shortly, we hope. It's always a great segment. It's where I learn the most. Gary's going to talk about results of a natural experiment, the Beijing babies are born healthier if born during which month of the 2008 Olympics that they were there. Gary, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Happy New Year again. And, we in toxicology and in the public health sciences really like it when there's a natural experiment where, you know, we can study a human population rather than a bunch of rats or mice, and see what happens when their environment changes and whether that makes any difference. And especially if it's a toxic situation like China, Beijing specifically, has a fairly toxic air quality. And what does that do to our heavy air pollution in the United States? For example, L.A., Mexico City, New York. What is being in utero under bad air quality, what does that do to you and as a newborn? And so this study, this natural experiment during the 2008 Beijing Olympics, had the Chinese government shutting down coal-fired power plants, really limiting how many people could drive into Beijing during that about 10-day period. And they said the air quality, and actually they did that for about a month. They did it for 3 to 6 months before the Olympics, so they got the country ready for the Olympics. So air quality was much better for in Beijing and a bunch of other cities in China for about a six-month period before and during the Olympics. They found that babies that were in utero and had good air quality, especially during the 8th month, just before being born, had their best birth weight. And so, in other words, babies who had more air pollution during late gestation, late in the third trimester, had more air pollution, didn't do so well. They came out a little bit lighter, and so probably their oxygen flow, oxygen availability, maybe the placenta was a little bit more constricted, maybe a little bit more inflammation in the system. Not so good for growth of a fetus, late in gestation. So, poor air quality, what this study tends to show, which has been supported by other studies, is poor air quality is not so good for fetal growth, and now we have it more specifically pinned down to very late in gestation.
Really quite interesting. And the 8th month is a weird month. It is a month where the brain is still doing a lot of developing.
Absolutely.
But you would have, at least I would have picked, if I was going to guess this in advance, I would have picked the 3rd or 4th month as because of so many organs developing, but the 8th month.
But you know what's happening in the early months? You know, the fetus is developing organs, as you just said, and the brain is organizing itself into cortical centers. So there's a lot of organization and there's growth going on, but it's not, you know, the bulking up kind of growth. You know that babies are born without a lot of body fat, and then they start putting it on in the first months. But they need to expand their size, but in the early months they're organizing, and later on, as they're starting to put on more weight, that's when the air quality affected their body weight.
Well, to me anyway, it is quite interesting that the result that they found actually was found. It was surprising to me that it's the 8th month. Talk to me about childhood obesity is more than just diet and exercise. What's the effect of secondhand smoke?
Well, I think this is tied in to the first story, because here we have a study of a U.S. population that you could get from a national database called NHANES, where we know from thousands of moms and their children and how these children do after birth. We know that, for example, these researchers, they looked at the levels of something from cigarette smoke, NNAL, a certain chemical that they could detect in urine, and they found that the higher the levels in 6 to 19-year-old children, the higher the levels of this cigarette smoke-related contaminant, in other words, these kids were breathing in secondhand smoke, the higher the levels, the more they tended to be obese. And this is not the first study to show that exposure to cigarette smoke or air pollution is a risk factor for obesity. Now, why should that be? So if we think back to our first study of high air pollution leading to poor growth or growth restriction in utero, and we know from other studies that if you restrict growth in utero, you end up growing up more tendency to be obese because you overcompensate. And so that may be part of what they're seeing here. These moms might have been smoking in utero. And now at 6 to 19 years of age, we're seeing an overweight situation. Or it could be that exposure to secondhand smoke postnatally is leading to this. We don't know the mechanisms. There's a couple of different possibilities. But it is fascinating. Again, we have so much issues in this country with weight control, and there are environmental triggers.
Well, to me, the fact that, that pollution or that secondhand smoke air is a is an accelerated air pollution, if you will, is such an important thing. It is to me so it's incredibly interesting. Now, there's one more study.
And one of the places where kids can get a lot of secondhand smoke is driving around in cars. If you have one smoker in a car, say commuting to work and dropping the kid off at school, you know, that is a town is some of the most intense exposure to secondhand smoke. And some towns have banned smoking in a car if there's a child in the car.
Gotcha. So secondhand smoke, bad in every way. How about beaches which explode in the future? Now, by the way, Gary, are they going to continue that study to look at for long-term intellectual and other development on these children during the Olympics?
That's a good question, Mike. You know, I have not seen the whole research proposal there, protocol. I don't know, but we'll keep looking out for that. That would be a good follow-up.
And next is new study shows which beaches may explode in the future. What do you mean by an exploding beach?
Okay, so Rhode Island, in July of 2015, one of the beaches in Rhode Island, a woman is sitting in her beach chair, and there's a massive explosion, totally just out of the blue, sort of getting hit by a strike of lightning. But the weather was fine. There was no lightning. This woman gets blown out of her beach chair and hits the nearby jetty 10 feet away. She was 10 feet from a rock jetty or a rock wall. She goes flying into it, breaks a couple of ribs, ends up in the hospital. What was the explosion at this beach? Coast Guard cables. So the science on this is that as these underground cables, you know, and Coast Guard might run anchoring cables off of shorelines or cables for electronic communications with a lighthouse out at sea or what, you know, various reasons for these subterranean cables to be in a beach environment, they corrode over time and you build up hydrogen gas around the cable. And the hydrogen gas builds up to a point in this particular scenario, and we don't know all the science of why it happened in this one location, and blew and actually created an explosion, was sort of like a tremor across the beach that threw a woman who was right nearby into rocks, a pile of rocks. So a new study just came out and looked around the country where there are Coast Guard cables underlying beaches and found four in Ohio, Mike, as well as a bunch around the Great Lakes state, some on the East Coast, some on the West Coast. So there was in all about 60 sites where this could happen at any time. We don't know. I think it's like the 1 in a million chance of getting struck by lightning. If it happened to you, I wouldn't say don't go to the beach. But it's certainly something that's one of these scientific curiosities that actually did end up hurting somebody.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. questions. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish. And it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer. But find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We're here to bring you the latest medical news and action steps that are important for you to be able to take control of your health so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. I apparently missed the cue with Gary Ginsberg in the last segment, and about 30 seconds of what we were saying got left out. So let me confirm it to you. The Coast Guard has cables that deteriorate over time, producing hydrogen, which then can explode under the right heat conditions. They're labeling all the sites that they have it, and they're a bunch around the Great Lakes and some on the east and the west coast, and as well as on the Texas and Louisiana and coasts off of Florida. And so we pay attention to those warning signs. Where you see the warning sign, don't sit near one because they're subject to explosions at weird times. The point is that the Coast Guard is looking at digging these up and changing the cables, but have not been able to figure out how to do so without a risk to the employee who does dig them up. So there's too much risk in it yet, but they're labeling them, so pay attention to those labels if you see it on a beach. If it says a website, and I'm sorry, if it says a cable is underneath, don't sit near there. A couple more stories, but I think what I want to do at this time is to go to the Real Age tip of the week so we don't miss that, and then we'll come back to all of the In Case We Miss It stories. This is the tip of the week. This is Mike Roizen with your Cleveland Clinic Real Age tip of the week. Healthy vegetables prevent a major cause of heart attacks. How often have you said to someone, "Great hair," and had them grin back, "Lucky genes"? However, we have more control over our genes than you think. If you carry a very common bad heart gene called 9P21, loading your diet with fresh veggies and fruit cuts your risk of family heart attack so much as if you didn't get the gene in the first place. Something in fresh produce, especially in veggies, turns this genetic bully into a wimp. So add veggies, stop smoking, and get moving for lower risk. This is the real age benefit of a Mediterranean diet up to 13 years younger. This is Dr. Mike of the UDocs wishing you a beautiful day that makes your real age younger every day. And you can find out more of these tips by listening every week right here at RadioMD.com, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 on Saturdays. Or you can access us anytime on the podcast by going for all of the last 15 years of shows by going to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show at RadioMD.com and getting the archives of all the shows. What other stories do I want to cover before we go to, in case you missed it? Well, the best foods to eat before and after your workout. That's right. We're always wanting to know how to get the most out of our workout. And many people say it's best to work out on an empty stomach. You burn fat preferentially, and that's true. What do you do after the workout? You want to get protein so that you build muscle faster. So protein afterwards and nothing before is what have people suggested. The best thing, now, other people suggest, and we don't have a good enough data to what to eat right beforehand, but people say, well, you're going to burn muscle if you work out too hard on an empty stomach. That's true. So if you go for more than an hour, maybe you should be getting some, if you will, protein and carbohydrate in complex form an hour before your workout. But other than that, extraneous workouts, don't eat till after the workout. Best time to work out for fat loss is, in fact, in the morning. Patients can self-administer IV antibiotics, a study showed. That's right. Patients can be taught to safely self-administer long-term intravenous antibiotics without the help of a healthcare worker, a new study found. This really taps into human potential, giving a voice to people as well as enormous cost savings to the hospital. Some infections require treatment with IV antibiotics for 6 weeks or more. Antibiotics can be administered to patients who typically go home if they learn how to do it, and it's not that hard. They, in fact, took 47, how many of this? They took, I think it was 944 uninsured patients and 224 who received antibiotics from a healthcare worker and compared them. The patients who got them by themselves actually had a 47% lower rate of hospital readmission over the period of time that they got the antibiotics of 30 days. Death rates were similar in both groups. So you can teach people how to give themselves long-term antibiotics at home safely. I wanted to go over now, in case you missed it, which is all the stories we did today. We've only got a couple minutes to do this, so I'm going to try and run through these relatively fast. My tape on concussions in sports. If your child plays football, soccer, or lacrosse, you've got to consider them not playing that sport. Or if they're playing it, get them to understand what a concussion testing protocol is, how to do it on an iPod, and if you're feeling anything, do it beforehand, and then several times after you feel injured or whatever to make sure you are still functioning at the highest mental level possible. But the key is to test it beforehand so you know what your baseline is. The other thing, make sure that the surface you're playing on, whether grass or synthetic grass, is well cared for. Synthetic grass needs to be cared for just as much as regular grass. It needs to be watered, made soft, and kept in a soft state. That's real grass. obviously artificial turf, the rubber inlets need to be replaced whenever they get worn, so you're not going on something hard, so you're on a softer surface. Teens' brains are more susceptible to addiction. That's right, their addiction centers light up much more to the same addicting substances than old people's. Should the FDA consider metformin as a drug that slows aging? The FDA has never considered aging a condition that needs treating. They need help. Write to the FDA to say, yeah, we want you to get a process for studying and approving drugs that slow aging. Emailing with your healthcare provider does improve your health. The more you email and the more they email you back, the lower your risk of a whole bunch of diseases. A new Christmas tradition, people walk less at Christmas time and in the first 5 days of the new year, make an effort to walk more. And that's The Real Age and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show for this week. We'll be right back next week. Stay tuned.